It is at best a limited maritime truce, a deal with conditions and far from the enduring peace promised by Donald Trump. But could the Black Sea ceasefire agreed in parallel talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States provide a roadmap to ending the now three-year-old war? The US said Ukraine and Russia had agreed to cease fighting in the Black Sea and to work out the details for halting strikes on energy facilities. President Zelensky said it was too early to say that it will work. The Kremlin said it would honour the deal only after Western countries removed sanctions imposed on Russian agricultural exports. And it's still unclear when the agreement is meant to come into force. Ukraine, meanwhile, is still counting the cost of casualties from an attack on Monday in the city of Sumy. Russia's defence ministry has claimed Ukrainian drones have been shot down over the Black Sea hours after the partial ceasefire was agreed. Fred Weir is Moscow correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Fred Weir, good morning. Are you clear on what has been agreed and what it can deliver?
Well, I must say that this agreement is only in principle so far. There's quite a bit to be hammered out yet. But if it does take effect and stick for 30 days or whatever, it will be a serious confidence building achievement. I mean, it is important. The agreement to stop hitting each other's energy facilities is extremely important. It will dial back some of the most destructive violence. It is something that they had been negotiating before, so it's not a huge breakthrough for American diplomacy or anything, but it too will be very important in sort of creating the sense of momentum toward peace. The Black Sea deal, the Russians, it had been negotiated before as well in order to facilitate Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea. And it was supposed to also enable Russia to resume its exports through the Black Sea. But it didn't work out for the Russians because, well, Ukraine was able to navigate through those sea lanes. Russia was still saddled with all these other sanctions, Western sanctions on their shipping, on their insurance, on their ability to use the banks to pay for agricultural exports, etc. So they are demanding some relief on those sanctions.
And Fred, it's on these sanctions, coming to my next question. The lifting of these sanctions, it appears, was not in whatever may have been hammered out in those parallel talks in Saudi Arabia, but they have been added in since by Russia.
Well, Trump says that they are considering these. I think there are six conditions the Russians have. And indeed, in order for such a deal to work for the Russians, they should be able to equally use those sea lanes for their own exports. But that is, as I say, yet to be hammered out. And it's not clear that it will be.
Yeah.
So it's too soon to celebrate.
It's also not clear, is it, what's in Donald Trump's gift and what is not? It's not in his gift, for example, to lift sanctions in relation to Russia's re-entry into this so-called SWIFT banking system, which would be part of EU sanctions.
Yeah, no, it's just what the Russians want. And they had raised all this before when the previous deal fell through, is for they have an agricultural bank which receives payments for Russian grain exports and so on. They wanted selective sanctions relief for that bank so that in order that, you know, to receive payment for their exports. Mm-hmm. So that, I don't know whether that's in the purview of Donald Trump to grant.
But in any event, what are the signs coming from the Kremlin about next steps in this? If this partial ceasefire has not yet come into effect, although Ukraine was saying it was effective immediately, but if it hasn't come into effect yet, is the Kremlin saying anything about when they might honour the letter of the agreement?
I think everything depends on what they're talking about under the carpet. The Russians will be insisting on a roadmap to a final settlement. They're not agreeing to any ceasefires until they see the end game. They've made this really clear, and hints out of Washington and Moscow suggest that those kind of talks are going on. What will the final solution final settlement look like? And this is what we don't know. Mm. What kinds of concessions are going to be granted to Russia, and what kind
protections, I suppose, to Ukraine,
yes, but security
certainly
for Ukraine.
A lot more to be clarified on this. Fred Weir of the Christian Science Monitor, thank you very much indeed. It's